So the old Ryan Nugent Hopkins used to probably think it was more fun to win these games like 6-1. Now that you're a wily veteran, is there some satisfaction in winning a tight, ugly 2-1 game like this?
We'll definitely take the points any way that we can right now. Probably wasn't our prettiest win, but sometimes it's going to go down like that, and you just got to grind it out. And I thought Smitty and our decor were really solid tonight, not giving them too many good opportunities. And Smitty just was there when we needed him. But this is going to be a tight checking division when it comes down to it. I know it's been kind of high scoring, but it's not always going to be like this. And tonight we'll definitely just take the points any way we can.
I think that you guys went 4 years without winning a game that McDavid or Draisaitl didn't get a point in. And now you've won two inside a very short time. What's that tell you?
Well, I think everybody can see our the secondary scoring has been there. Third, fourth line, is they've both been buzzing. Tonight I thought Hodges' line right from the get-go, they just dominated the play and got rewarded with one in the second period. And that was huge for us. And we just kind of carried that on for the rest of the game.
Ryan Rashog, TSN.
Ryan, it wasn't so long ago that we were grilling you guys about, you know, too much 5-on-5 offense against and not being able to defend the way your intention was coming into the season. And it's been a complete turnaround here, you know, in your last 10 games or so. What do you think turned it from a squad that was really having trouble defending to doing a pretty good job of it now?
I just think everybody's on the same page right now. At the start of the year, it was kind of one guy goals, second guy's a little late, and kind of third guy goals. But I think right now everybody's on the same page. We know what we're doing. The systems are there. The structure's there. So everybody has faith in each other. And if something does break down, we know that we have each other covered.
You have a couple of guys, you know, in Neil and Haas that missed significant time, you know, in COVID protocols and for health issues and stuff like that. Maybe just goes to show that it takes guys a little bit of time to get through that. And now that they have, you really see them getting up to speed. I imagine you're happy for them considering what you guys saw them go through.
Oh, for sure. It's going to be a battle, I think, for anybody. You miss all that time and then you kind of got to get yourself, because it's not like you can be skating the whole time either. So it's a little different than a normal injury. It's going to take a little while to get your legs under you, to get your timing back. And obviously, especially when you're coming back and it's 10, 15 games in. So definitely happy for those guys to be feeling good and feeling like themselves again.
Tony Brouwer, Oilers TV.
Hey, Ryan, I'll ask the same question I asked Dave Tippett. Can you just maybe speak on the evolution of Tyson Barrie? Because obviously he was off to a little bit of a slow start this year, but now he finds himself second among NHL D-men scoring. And what kind of element he continues to bring to your team each and every night?
Tice has been really solid for us. He's great on the power play, but he's so smart back there, 5-on-5, making plays, poised with the puck. And I think it goes for everybody. It's what comes down to confidence. If you don't have confidence, it's hard to make those poised plays. And it just seems like if you make one mistake, they just kind of snowball. And so I think confidence is a huge thing. And good to see him with his confidence right now.
Obviously, in the North Division this year, you've been seeing a lot of the same opponents on back-to-back nights. So when you win game one, what do you expect in game two from the other team?
Yeah, we know that they're going to have a push, especially a back-to-back. It's been like that all season, and it's going to be like that. So we need to understand that, especially come back home. We need to establish our game right in the first period. We need to take care of our first few shifts and make sure that we control the pace. And because we know that they're going to be coming hard, and they're going to want those 2 points for sure. And we got to match that and just make sure that they have to catch up to us.